to the Isser and Halacha of Chol HaMoed, you take a look, the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis, on the bottom, Moed Katan has an interesting expression, which I think serves as an interesting way of beginning to look at doing the Dapim quickly on Hilchos Chol HaMoed. The Gemara on the bottom, Omer of Benil Bar Kitna, Merav, Vomar, Shehein Akoros, Ve'en Lemedo Zumizu. The halachos of Moed Katan are like Akoros, like barren women. And you can't learn out one from the other. So the halachos of Chol HaMoed are very, very hard to infer what exactly are its parameters. As we're going to see in a moment, the Rishonim themselves are not even sure whether it's the Horaisa or it's the Rabbana. This leads to an interesting pshat. The Shilta in Parshas Os HaBracha said that Shmuel had to teach every single halacha of Moed Katan, of Chol HaMoed. So what's the Shilta's coming to be Marbe? So Gilyoni HaShah says that Shmuel was coming to teach us was the following. The parameters of Chol HaMoed, the dictates of it, are very, very vague. What's Aser and what's Mutter is very, very hard to infer. So therefore, Shmuel had to go through every single prat. So in a way, what we're doing is the exact opposite of what Shmuel did. What we're going to do is just try to give some general klalim as an introduction to what you're going to learn in the Daf. To say, oh, wait a second, I remember, that's a machlokes rishonim, that's a machlokes for poskim, how to be magdir the Isser Malacha. Rav Sternbuch, which we're going to come back to in the end, in the Moadim Uzmanim, says, V'dinei Malachos Chol HaMoed, lo nizbaru kidei hatzorech b'poskim. The halachos of Chol HaMoed haven't been spelled out clearly in the poskim. So what we're going to try to do is try to give some basic benchmarks, some basic frames of reference to be able to take apart the details as Shmuel goes along and teaches us, as Rav Yifrach goes along and teaches us all the pratim, so then we'll have some basic benchmarks that are going to be able to guide us. So Tosos on the Avei Zamed Aleph in the beginning of Moed Katan, Divrei Maskel Mashkin, so Tosos there raises the following issue. Tosos in the beginning of the Masechta says that the Gemara in Chagiga on Yudches Amud Beis quotes a Braisa that says, if we pick up in Tosos, the first narrow line in Tosos quotes the Braisa in Chagiga, Tanya Yidach Sheishes Yom Tochel Matzos Ubash Yom Ashvi Yatzeres Hashem Elokecha. The Turei Evan explains that the Gemara is about to make the following drasha. The Gemara says that there are 6 days that you're supposed to eat matzos, and on the seventh is atzeres. What's the vav achibur? What's the vav coming to be marbe? Mashvi yatzor av shishi atzurim. Just like on the seventh day, there is a requirement to rest for melacha, so too on the sixth as well. I mashvi atzur b'chom melacha, av kol shishi atzor mikom melacha. Talmud Lomar Hashvi, coming to tell you on the one hand that Shvi is different, that we're more machmir on the seventh. I mean, Yisera Shvi Atzor Mikom Locha. Ve'ein Hashusha Atzor Mikom Locha. Lo Masu Nakasav Elu L'Chachamim. The Torah is given over to the Chachamim. That we're going to have to see what exactly does that mean over here. Lo Masu Nakasav L'Chachamim. Lamdecha Eze Yom Asur Ve'eze Yom Mutar. Eze Melocha Asur Ve'eze Melocha Mutaras. So what we have is this vague drasha, which the Gemara says is that Masr Nakasu L'Chachamim, if you count it in Chagiga, there are no less than 4 or 5 different drushes for the Makar Chol HaMoed. And over here we say from that drusha we see that there's something that's Masr Nakasu L'Chachamim, but at the same time it has a Bekar in the Torah. Comes along the Yireim, and the Yireim quotes from his Rabbeim in Simin Shin Dalet, that it seems from the simple reading of the Gemara that the Isser of Malacha on Chol HaMoed is going to be a Doraisa. Rashi seems to be of that opinion as well on Daf Yud Aleph on the Beis. If you take a look at Rashi and Yud Aleph on the Beis, Rashi also seems to say that the Isser of Malacha on Chol HaMoed is going to be Doraisa. Says Rashi, Dibar Maskel Elafilu, about 7 or 8 lines into the Gemara. Rashi says, Chalosh amoy desira bein malacha d'araisa, d'chsiv ischag amatzis tishma, he quotes this pasuk. So that we see from here that Rashi says that there's an isur d'araisa of malacha on chol hamoed. However, many of the Rishonim are bothered that the halakos of chol hamoed don't seem to lend themselves to an isur d'araisa, but rather seem to indicate that this lo masr nakasa chachamim seems to be a derabana. Tesvis in Chagigon Daf Yuches Amid Aleph quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who disagrees quite strongly with the position of what seems to be Rashi, as well as the position of the Rabbeim of the Uraim. By the way, the Beis Yosef quotes the name of the Uraim. It's an error the way it was given over to us in the Beis Yosef, probably quoting his Rabbeim. Tosis in Yuches Amid Aleph has Rabbeinu Tam that has a very basic objection. And as a summary, what we're going to focus on is Rabbeinu Tam's objection in Chagiga Yuches Amid Aleph, which is also the objection that the Rush brings down as well, which lands both Rabbeinu Tam, the Rush, and if you will, the majority of most Rishonim who assume that the Malacha of Chol HaMoed is only Derabanan and not D'oraisa. Let's take a look and see. You could have it in, well, all of you have a Moed Kut in front of you, so maybe we'll take a look in the Rush, where the Rush asks this question. It's the same question both in the Rush and in Tosis and Chagiga. And the question is, at the end of the day, how could it possibly be a din d'oraisa if, after all, there are times that we are matir and the times that we forbid, and it doesn't seem to fall into any rubric d'oraisa? It's about 10-15 lines into the Rush in Siman Aleph, where the Rush says, "Vayikashu l'Rabbeinu Tam, iyave d'oraisa, heyach amru chachamim kama malachos lasos l'chol hamoed, kol davar ave." Basic kasha the Rosh asks, at the end of the day, is why is a davar ha'ave mutter? The Mishnayos that you saw in the beginning of the Masechta, you're going to learn the Gemaras, that if you have a field that's going to dry out, the halacha is that you're allowed to water it on Chol HaMoed. Are you allowed to do that on Yom Tov? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Why should it be that just because it's a davar ha'ave, all of a sudden we're matir in Yisur D'oraisa? If we're talking about a derabanan, so it's heimamru veheimamru. The rabbanim said this is mutter. The rabbanim said this is aser. But if it's a d'oraisa, what's the heter of davar ha'aveid? As I frek Rabbeinu Tam, and this leads most Rishonim to suggest that all of the makoros that all the Rishonim keep on referring to, that all the lists in the Gemara and Chagiga and Yuches Amid Aleph are all an asmachta. How do we explain the fact that davar ha'aveid is going to be mutter? We're not going to say davar ha'aveid is going to be mutter on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Comes along the Ramban, David made photocopies, comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban suggests a famous middle position. So again, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh is one extreme. They hold that it's Derabanan. We have Rashi in the Urayim, Rashi, at least the way of the Achronim are Medayik, on Yud Aleph Amid Bey seems to be a good deal, unless you can say Machlokes HaSugyos. Rashi in Yud Aleph Amid Bey seems to say that it's D'oraisa. We'll see what we pass in like in Shulchan Aruch and discuss some Nafkaminas. And then we have Rabbeinu Tam's question, according to those who say it's d'oraisa, how are we going to be miyashid? If you don't mind, can you pass me also? Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban attempts a teretz. The Ramban tries to put together the whole system in a very, very straightforward way. If you give her a block also. V'yei Shlomar, Shemin HaTorah, Meleches Ochel Nefesh L'Tzorech Hayom Muteres B'Yomtev V'chein Machshirin U'v'chol Osham Oed Hutu Yosem Mikom Melech Hashu L'Tzorech. Comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban says, already from the Gemara in Chagiga it seems that anything that's L'Tzorech HaMoed is going to be Mutter on Chol HaMoed. Just like we have the Heter when it comes to Yomtev of Ochel Nefesh, so too, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, anything that's a Tzorach HaMoed is going to be Mutter. Ubo'u Chachamim. However, the Chachamim came along, V'asru Bazeh Meleches Uman. And the Rabbanon said that a Meleches Uman is going to be Asur. In other words, any time that's a Tzorach Yom Tov, the halacha is that you're allowed to do the Melacha, just like you're allowed to cook for Yom Tov, just like you have the Heter of Ochel Nefesh.
And therefore, if it's a tzarech yom tov for you to fix your car, which a mechanic normally only knows how to do, so then in such a case, l'chora it should be mutter. L'chora it should be mutter. However, the Rabbanan say, no, we want you to refrain from those things that are so melachti, they're so oriented towards work, like a maisa uman, and they come along and they forbid that. So what's the Ramban's kshara? The Ramban on the one hand says that there is a makor in the Torah that asers melach on chal moed. Min ha-Torah, you're not allowed to do melach on chal moed. However, we have the heter of tzorech moed. Why is it then that all of a sudden you have an iser of meleches uman? The iser of meleches uman, the Rosh is right in his question. Rabbeinu Tam is right in their question. That could only come from the Rabbanan. Once it's a tzorech moed, it's mutter. Come along the Rabbanan asered meleches uman. That's the Ramban's middle position. So again, Ramban's having his cake and eat it. And eating it. He's saying like this. He's saying on the one hand, there is an Yisur D'orais of Chol HaMoed. On the other hand, the reason why we say that Melachas Uman is going to be Asur is because the Rabbanan came along and added the Yisur of Uman. Yes?
Well, but
the other
of it is not
Lutzorach.
It should be
Asur. Oh, Einach Hanami. Then according to Ramban, it will be an Yisur. Right. If it's not Litzarech, according to Ramban, it will be an Isser Doreis. Menachem, you had a question?
I just want to know, Tosfos and the Rosh, do they explain that all of the stuff in Baruch are Asnaftas?
In general, as a way of simplification, we'll go that way, yes.
But some opinions could be said.
It's possible in such a sheet. We're trying to give the broadest strokes right now. And the broadest strokes are that we have the sheet of Rashi and the Uraim on the one hand, all that's a Doreis. The Balei Tosfos and the Rosh, all this the Rabbanan. And so far, the third position is the Ramban, where the Ramban says that on the one hand, Leches Chol HaMoed is going to be the Raisa, but by definition, once it's Letzarech Moed, it's Mutter. Just like you have Ochel Nefesh that's Matur on Yom Tov, Letzarech Moed is Mutter on Chol HaMoed. However, the Rabbanan came along. How do we have this randomness that sometimes the Rabbanan are Aser, sometimes they're not? Ah, Leches Uman is something that the Rabbanan came along to prohibit. So I think, Rabbosai, just in creating this construct, before we see how we paskin lahalacha, I think we have to add that the Beis Yosef seems to have a nuanced position, which is a fourth shita. So we're going to have Rashi and Yireim on the one hand, Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh on the other, Ramban in the middle, who's going to find the Pshara. On the one hand, it seems that there's a Makar in the Torah. You don't have to say it's a pure Asmachta. Could be the Mechayiv of Isuch Malach and Chal Moed is Doraisa, but you still could have the details in Leches Uman. The Beis Yosef, I'll read you the Lashon of Beis Yosef, I think is a little bit different. I didn't see anybody point this out until there's a nice Pshat Sefer by a big Talmud Chacham I learned with in the Tivari in the Beis Medrash. His name is Rafutter. He has a very nice Pshat Sefer on Moed Chacham called Vimini Micha. So I saw he pointed out that the Beis Yosef is a fourth shita. So here, listen to the Lashon of Beis Yosef, I'm getting off to Tov Kuf Lamed. Ulanias dait inirif, the Isser Melacha b'chol moed dvar Torah. Okay, so far, that's like the Ramban. Kidemashma b'sud yosha b'perikain darshin. Ela shahatorah masra l'chachomim sheyasru ha-melacha shenir lehem v'yatiru ma-shenir lehem. He understands Masra HaKasav L'Chachamim, the Gemara in Chagiga, in the following way. The Gemara in Chagiga is saying like this. You have an Isur of Melacha on Chol HaMoed, and who decides what's Melacha on Chol HaMoed? I don't know why. That's for you to tell me in the rest of this man. But for some reason, when it came to Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanan were given the dynamic, the koach, to be able to choose that which is Asur and that which is Mutter in the Torah. He brings a Raya, Vamev in Yavin, when it comes to Inu Nefesh and Yom HaKippurim. It seems that's also Masr Nakasa L'Chachamim by Shari Inuyim, the other three Inuyim. The Beis Yosef finds another example according to Iran. But again, the crunch of Shita Dalid of the Beis Yosef is the following. The Beis Yosef says that when it comes to Chol HaMoed, the Malacha is straight up d'oraisa. Straight up d'oraisa. Even though the Malacha is straight up d'oraisa, however, the Rabbanan were given the keys to being magdir that d'oraisa. And they could decide that which is asr and that which is mutter. How's that different? Can anybody suggest? How's the Beis Yosef, Lanias Datenu, how's the Beis Yosef different than the Ramban? Seems to be very, very similar. The Ramban also is saying it's a d'oraisa with the Chachamim involved. What's the difference between the Ramban and the Beis Yosef? Yes, Yaakov? Beautiful. According to the Beis Yosef, every one of the details on Lechas Chol HaMoed are d'oraisa. According to the Ramban, so then a Maisa Uman is only Aser Midrabanan, it's not going to be Aser Min HaTorah. According to the Beis Yosef, a Maisa Uman is going to be Aser Min HaTorah. This is the difference between what the Ramban is saying and the Beis Yosef. Again, Rashi in the Ireim, d'oraisa. Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, d'rabanan. Ramban, Apshara. Hittil Pshara, he's putting a Pshara between them. So Post can refer to the Ramban's explanation. The Pshara is, on the one hand, it's the Raisa, yet the Chazal came along once it was a Tzarech Moed, and they were Matir. That's Shita Saramban. Shita number four, the Shita of the Beis Yosef, is it's straight up the Raisa. But the key, for some reason, we don't know why, the key was put into the Rabbanan's hands, and they're going to be magdir what constitutes malacha. By Shabbos and Yom Tov, it wasn't put into the hands of the Rabbanan. But when it comes to Yom Tov, then it is. Is there any things you'd like to clarify so far? Yes.
Eitan. When are we saying that the Beis Yosef is a fourth shita, or can we say that he's coming to clarify possibly?
I don't think coming to clarify Rashi shita.
Because Rashi doesn't begin this up, of course, that line.
Efshar, very good. That's possible. Einachanami. I was using Rashi as the statement, and then Einachanami Yeshlach, or whether Rashi agrees with the Beis Yosef. Okay, now let's just plow through and see some basic nafkaminas according to these mahalachim. The Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Simin Tov Kuf Lamid says a simple nafkamina of whether we say it's d'oraisa d'rabbanan is going to be what? Safek. Safek going to be mutter or not? According to those who hold that Melechas Chol HaMoed is an Isur D'oraisa, you have to be machmir Safek D'oraisa L'chumra. However, if you hold it's a D'rabbanan, so Safek D'rabbanan goes L'kula. You should take a look at this Be'er Halacha as this man comes along in Tav Kuf Lamed, because the Be'er Halacha is really a tremendous malakit of the Shitas. What exactly is the Chavetz Chaim's position? We'll get to. Of how we pass them, whether Chol HaMoed is the Raisa D'Rabbanan, but the most basic nafkamina is going to be in regards to Safek. L'chura, one would also say another nafkamina number two, is let's say you have a Davar HaAved, but you're Mesupak whether it's a Davar HaAved. You, on the one hand, you think, if I don't do this business deal, so then I will constitute as a Davar HaAved. Is it Purin Tosos about what is a Davar HaAved, which you'll get to in Bikiyas? Let's say you have a Safek, though, at the end of the day, what is a Davar HaAved? So on the suffix of Davar HaAved, one would argue it's the same thing. If you hold that the halacha is as awesome in our Torah, then it's going to be also, you'll have to be machmer and Davar HaAved. If you hold that it's only the Rabbanan, then the halacha is that one could be makeup. This would be also a nafkamina. Now I just want to point out that between the Beis Yosef and the Ramban, these nafkaminas will also apply. Let's say you have a suffix on a Maisa Uman. According to the Beis Yosef, a Maisa Uman is going to be Asr Min HaTorah. It's Masr HaKas L'Chachan is going to be Asr Min HaTorah. According to the Ramban, the halacha would be that it will be Asr. However, according to Beis Yosef, the halacha will be Asr. However, according to the Ramban, it will be permissible. According to the Ramban, we say that's only a shadow of the Rabbanan, the halacha is that will be Mutter. Some more razzle-dazzle nafkaminas. Some more exciting type of nafkaminas, which as this man goes on, I'd like you to look into. The Radvaz in Simin Tov Shin Chav Zayin, Rav Arik, it's Chelik Beis Tov Shin Chav Zayin, wants to argue, and this you'll have to look into more, if Malacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa, which in many cases we're machmir on by Hilchos Shabbos, where the Melacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa you have to be machmir on for Chol HaMoed. He claims, if you say that Melachas Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, then the halacha will be that one we have to be machmir. However, if we hold Melacha Shein Tzrich, if we hold that Melacha Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan, so then we could be makel. So far, what are our nafkaminas? Number one, whether you have Stam HaSafek, an extension of that is a Safek Dover HaAved. I didn't throw in that the Be'er HaLacha in Simin Tav Kuf Lamed Hei says that by a Safek Dover HaAved, the Be'er HaLacha in the end argues that one would have to be machmir, even if you hold that Melechas Chol HaMoed is Derabbanan, but B'Pashtus one would be machmir. A nafkamina between the Ramban and the Beis Yosef is whether you have, if you have a Safek Dover HaUman, Melechas HaUman. If it's a Safek Melechas HaUman, so then according to the Beis Yosef, it would have to be machmir. According to Rabbanan, one could be makel. A couple more exciting nafkaminas. Did you ever think about Isser Tchumen on Chol HaMoed? Minchas Chinuch argues in Shin Chav Gimel, Minchas Chinuch says that if we hold that Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, so what are we saying? Chol HaMoed is essentially modeled after Yom Tov. We're going to have to get to the scope of that shortly. What does it mean it's exactly like Yom Tov? But it's modeled after Yom Tov. If it's modeled after Yom Tov, there's an Isser Tchum on Yom Tov, so the same should apply to Chol HaMoed. If you hold Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan, so then the Minchas Chinuch says there would be room to be makel. So Minchas Chinuch says, Gufa, the Shailah Tchumen is going to be dependent on whether you hold Storaisa the Rabbanan. Again, this is all food for thought as you go through the Zman. Shin Chav Gimel, the Minchas Chinuch. Finally, this is said over as a Tshuvas HaRajba, but it's really a Beferish HaTosos. The Rajba in the Tshuva is in Chelek Al Simin Tof Reish Tzadi, but if you read Tosos carefully on Daf Yutes Amid Aleph, Tosos says, the Gufa, the question that every single person asks their father about, and that is, do I put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed? That Gufa is going to be totally on whether Melach on Chol HaMoed is the Reis or the Rabbanan. How? If you hold that Melacha on Chol HaMoed is Doraisa, so then in such a case, we have Chazal's drasha that any time there is already an os of Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then you don't put on tefillin. However, if you hold that Melacha on Chol HaMoed is only Derabbanan, so that's not going to be Mafkia Mitzvah's tefillin. That's the Rajba's approach. We're going to analyze it again. Be'ezer Hashem will analyze shortly how we pass in the Halacha. But this is another nafkamina. Now Tosos has a very fascinating line. Tosos says on Yutes Amid Aleph, he rejects this Rajba. He suggests it. If you want, I'll show you where. If you might want to just mark it in your Tosos as you go through the Zman. So take a look. Tosos says, asks Avokasha, three lines before the end of Tosos. Avokasha on Yutes Amid Aleph, the Ramaskal Rabbi Yosi. Tosos says Avokasha. Lemay the pirashis leil, the melacha de Chol HaMoed midrabbanan, heichi mimayit luhu. How can you preclude tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Because if it's only the rabbanan, then you should have to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Yesh lomar. So that's Tosa's question. That's what the Rajba assumes. The Rajba says if you hold that the Yisra melacha on Chol HaMoed is the rabbanan, then you shouldn't put on tefillin. So Tosa gives a wild answer. Says Tosis, Yeshlomo hold the olchol matzah the Yoshe Bisukah ain't sarach os. The os of sitting in the sukkah or eating matzah on Pesach is mafkia, the chiyuv of os for tefillin. Just like shvisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov is mafkia because you already have the os. So too when it comes to eating matzah and sitting in the sukkah. So that's why Tosis says it's not going to be tolu. And where the Chol HaMoed is the Reis Rabban. Here Tosla, she does holds Chol HaMoed is only the Rabban. She says, then why is it you don't put on tefillin? Tosla says, no, you have the Os of Achilles Matzah. What happens if he doesn't eat matzah? It's the right to the Gra. Who holds that you have to eat matzah every day? I don't know. But that's what, we'll get to it, I hope, Ezer Hashem, this Tosla. But at the end of the day, Tosla says that concedes to the Rajba in the question and forces Tosla to be Mechadesh that eating matzah or sitting in the Sukkah constitutes an Os. So let's crunch our five or six nafkaminas that we have over here. Number one is in regards to suffix. Number two is, if you have a suffix in Maisa Uman, that would be totally the machlokas between the Ramban and the Beis Yosef. Safik Davara Ave, the Pashas should also be totally in that. That's Nafkamin number three. The Be'er Halacha says it's not, but the Pashas says it would be. The Radvaz says Melacha Shein Srich Lagufa is going to be totally in this. The Minchas Chinuch and Shin Chav Gimel says Tchumen is going to be totally in this. And the Rajba claims of whether you put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not is going to be totally. How do we pass it? Despite what we said in the Beis Yosef, which we're convinced is Amita Shel Torah, what the Beis Yosef says, which Eitan claims might even be Shitas Rashi, the Yalkut Yosef on Daf Tof Kuf He, this is important in terms of being Kovei, the Pesach LeMechaber, brings many Kedarko Kodesh, Rav Avadia and his sons, that they collect every Shita. So in the Yalkut Yosef, they collect all the Shitas, and they prove, beyond the shadow of the doubt, that almost all Achronim within the Shita of the Mechaber called the Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbana, is not the Oraisa. Now, I don't know how to reconcile that with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef might have just been saying L'Hagil Torah L'Dir, to be masked with other Shitas. He does use the Lashon Ula Anias Daiti. But the Rov Achronim assume that the Pesach of the Mechaber is that the Mechaber assumes that Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbana. Now, in regards to the Ramah, so here we have the famous sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed is nota in a different direction. This might make a difference in approach between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. The Mishnah Berurah assumes that one has to be choshesh for the Shitas of Rishonim who hold the Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa. The Be'er Halacha spells this out when he counts the Shitas of Rishonim d'ira masal mutar b'miktsasan. Rav Nevin Sal has, maybe we'll talk with him about this on Friday, Mir Tzeshem. Nevin Sal has a great kasha. He says, so Mishnah Berurah is Choshesh, and Melacha is Doraisa. Chol HaMoed is Doraisa. He asks the following. And who is he talking in? He's talking in the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah is going within the Ramah, holds that it's Doraisa. Because the Ramah uses a lashon, L'fitzorech ha'inyin she'imir l'chacham l'hatir. Which sounds to be this idea of Masr HaKas L'Chacham, but the Chacham had the ability to teach whether the Torah meant to ask or whether the Torah did not mean to ask. Rav Nemtzal has the following kasha here. You'll take a look in Hilchos Chol HaMoed. He says, if you take a look in Hilchos Tefillin, in Simin Lamed Aleph, in the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav, the Ramah is of the opinion that you put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? So if you're putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, so it says the Mishnah Berurah, it must be, because Ramah is of the opinion that Maches Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanah. So that's what my Rebbe had over here is Meir. Ubesimin la'amid aleph, kasa Mishnah Berurah, v'das Ramah, de'ein osim min ha'Torah. What he's doing is he's asking on the Mishnah Berurah, Manashach, the Mishnah Berurah over here says that Maches Chol HaMoed is d'oraisa, yet in Chelek Aleph, Bidas HaRamah, he seems to be saying the opposite. He seems to say that it's the Rabbana. So this past Chol HaMoed, I asked him, what's the Yishuv in the Ramah? So what he told me was the following. Everybody follow the Kasha? Shalom, the Kasha is clear? So what's the Yishuv in the Ramah? The Chura of the Ramah over here seems to be saying that Chol HaMoed is the Raisa, the way the Mishnah Berurah understood. Yet the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the Ramah, Siman Lamed Aleph, seems to say that Melachan Chol HaMoed is the Rabbana. So he said that he thought that the Ramah was, he didn't say it this way, but was hedging his bets. Dahainu, it's a safek. So for tefillin, the Ramah passes, you put on tefillin. For Isser Malacha, so the Ramah is going to be machmir, that it's a deraisa according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is going to learn that the Ramah is being machmir b'torah safek. That's Rav Nevin Sal. If I understood him correctly, that's what I think he had suggested. So I just want to be ma'orah. According to Rav Nevin Sal's Mahalich, what would happen if you then would have a suffix? If you have a suffix, Melachas Chol HaMoed, according to his understanding, the Mishnah Berurah is only being machmir b'torah suffix. So then there's a svek sveika involved. So that's svek sveika, and he's in outside of Issur HaHeter, it's a svek sveika in Arachayim, but l'chura there might be room to be makel on a suffix, in contrast, the way we've been presenting up until now, the way the Be'er Halacha seems to say himself, that if you hold as d'oraisa, you have to be machmir and safek. But if the whole approach of the Ramah is only to be machmir b'torah safek, so if you had a safek on top of that, the chura, what would emerge is there might be room to be makel, contrast to the way the world approaches based on the Be'er Halacha. Okay, ad kan, the basic structure of whether Meleches Chol Moed is d'oraisa, is the Rabbanan, the basic shittas, the four shittas. Eitan has a good ha'ara, maybe the three shittas, once you break through Rashi, that's what I want you to do for the rest of the Zman, is break through shittas Rashi, maybe. Is Rashi like the Beis Yosef, or is Rashi not like the Beis Yosef? This is the first part in terms of understanding the Melachos d'oraisa, the Rabbanan. Before we get to the second part, it's very, very interesting what happened on Chol Moed, when I called Rav Chizkiya, and he told me to meet him. I tried to go with my family. My family loves going. The kids love him. Lemon Salt treats them like kings. They come to his house. They run around. They have a good time. And it's very special to be by one's Rebbe for Yom Tov. It's a halacha. So it turned out that I wasn't able to meet him that day. So Piskia told me, his son told me to meet him at the Ramban. He wasn't at the Ramban, so I was a little disappointed because I can't schlep my family. I'm not so fit to live in the old city, so I can't schlep them every day to the old city. So it was once that we go on Yom Tov, and I missed him. So I went to the Kotel, and sure enough, after I finished Mincha, he was standing right there. So that was very nice. I asked him this question, and he told me this answer for the Ramban. Then we started walking, and I started asking him other questions. And then he asked me, "Where are you going?" So he said, "Are you coming to my house?" So I knew to say no, because it's his time that he's supposed to rest. I said, "No, I'm just walking Rebbe home." So he said, "If so," he says, "Stop here. I'm going by myself." So I was very, very taken aback. I was almost like, he doesn't want me to walk him. Maybe he's upset at me or something. And so afterwards, I asked Rav Chizkiya, "What's pshat?" His son. So he said he thinks it's his father's shita that he refuses to be, he holds that it's kavod to have livui, to be escorted. And he didn't want anybody to escort him. He's makbid never to have anybody be malavim. He's makbid to have it. And he said, "I'll tell you a story. This is an amazing thing." He said, Rav Nevinsal, last year, he fell a couple times. The year before this year, he fell a couple of times. And Rabina suggested that he was going to arrange to have someone who's going to constantly walk with him all the time to make sure that God forbid, he shouldn't fall. So Chizkiya approached his father, and he said to him, "Daddy, we'd like to arrange someone who can walk with you so you won't fall." And he had gotten badly hurt one of the times that he had fallen down. So his father looked at him, and he could be very stern. And he said to him, "If you do that to me, you're shortening my life. You think you're helping me, you're shortening my life." His being cannot tolerate kavod so much. And anybody who's zochet to see him, you see that. His anava is so bolet that even to him, even having someone walk him already constitutes kavod to the point that the kavod is makatzer his chayim. So anyhow, that was the... That much I got as far as this Ramah to be Miyashev, this Ramah. Yes, Rav Lechem, then Sam. Yes. Go ahead.
That the principal was 15 years ago, and Nanisal was there, and I was walking with him. That's when I was walking with him also. So he invited me to Kiddush. Now I understand why.
That's a pshat. That's the pshat. I had that kasha also, because I had asked. So they said that the only reason he tolerates it is because he's being machnas oreah. Yeah, that's what I had asked that question. That's the answer. That's why you got the invite. Yeah, right now it's just it was just him being boreah. Yes, Sam.
Is this from
Lachon Daraisa
on math mean that it's considered a nos?
I'm sorry.
Does this from Lachon Daraisa on math mean that Chol Moed is considered a nos?
So Tosus is Tosus and the Rajba are assuming that.
Both.
The goal over here is when we do this Tosis well, we'll try to examine those assumptions. But that's the Rishonim say that over and over again, that assumption. And that's what they're going with. Yeah, what we're doing now is just an overall picture as you approach them, as you approach the Maseches. We're not going to that brings me to the other point, that today's Chabura is very, very different than the style of what Shir is generally going to be. In general, we're going to sit over a text, go Kesedir and so on. Here, I want to give you just a picture that you'll be able to have the Kalim to approach. Yes, Yaakov.
They're on the mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
According to Ramban,
are you about whether it's suffix
the
right?
Whether it would give it to the Ramban, whether Ramban comes according to itself to the Ramban of the Raisa, must not come as the Raisa. According to the Ramban, once given to the Ramban, it's the Ramban. And what they say is not acting as the Raisa.
Something in my gut tells me it's not totally. Well, what he wants to say is like this. He wants to say, what Yaakov is saying is that Gufa, their argument about Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim means, and once their argument about Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim means, then maybe that relates to their machlokas of what Lo Safsir is and so on. Something tells me that it's not totally, but I can't put my finger on it right now. We could try to bang it out in the basement. So it's definitely something that's worth thinking about. Something there doesn't... I don't think the taich of Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim is the same taich of Lo Sasur. In other words, Lo Sasur is all about, the question of Lo Sasur is, does the Rabbanan have a life of its own? Right? You could say that the Rabbanan has a life of its own, and yet at the same time, say Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim becomes the definition of the Raisins. As we're speaking it out, I think that's the difference. Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim means that the Chachamim have the ability to define what is in the Pasuk. Then there's a separate machlokas when you have a new derabbanan. Does that new derabbanan fall into the category of Lo Sasur? So it sure won't be totally in both directions. Right? It would not be totally. Okay, now we come to part two, Rabbi Osset. Even if there's something you missed previously, you could jump in now. And here's really the second component that needs to be addressed in being Magdir the Yisr. And I'll start by connecting to the discussion of Doraisa derabbanan. And we'll see that there's something still that's very, very basic to Melaches Chol HaMoed that we haven't addressed at all. And that is the following. What exactly is the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed? What is the Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed? Is it the same Isser Melacha on Yom Tov? Or is it a different Isser? Comes along Reb Menashe Klein. He's a Paisik in Ungvar. It's Hungarian Hasidus. Quote in the Sefer Chol HaMoed Kehilchasa, and he suggests that gufa is going to be dependent, part 2, Roman numeral 2. We're now up to Roman numeral 2. Roman numeral 2 is going to be dependent on Roman numeral 1. Dahayinu. If you hold that Chol HaMoed is Nisr D'Oraisa, and it's learned out from all other melechos of Yom Tov, it's just Lo Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim, let's take the Beis Yosef's approach, that the Chacham are going to define what constitutes the Doraisa. So says Reb Menashe Klein, then that would mean that the whole Isser is the same Isser as Yom Tov. In other words, on Yom Tov, it's Usser to cook if it's not Ochal Nefesh. On Chol HaMoed, it's Usser to cook if it's not Letzorech HaMoed. Then the same Isser of Bishul applies on Chol HaMoed as well. The parameters are going to be the exact same parameters. You're not going to create a new set of standards of what constitutes Melaches Chol HaMoed. It's a regular Doraisa, it's an extension of Yom Tov. Yes, Yisra. Lavdavka? No. It's lower level in the sense that they could say Letzorech HaMoed, they could say Ledavar HaAved. But when it's Asur, here's the Knesh. When it's Asur, the Isur is the same Isur. If you don't have the Heter, then the Isur is the same Isur. Of Yom Tov. You'll see in a moment the other possibility. Once I give you the other possibility, then it'll become clear. Or, the other way of understanding it, is that it's not based on Melechus Yom Tov at all. The Gemara in a few places speaks about the Melech of Chol HaMoed, that's Asur, as being an Isur of Tircha. If you take that Gemara, that Lashonai Gemara seriously, so then, what the Gemara is introducing is that Melechus Chol HaMoed is not modeled after Melechus Yom Tov. Let's take a look, just to put it on the map, on Daf Beis on the Beis. The Gemara, 13 lines from the bottom, says, Bishleim Amoed Mishum Tircha. When it comes to Chol HaMoed, the Yisur is an Yisur of Tircha. So how literally do you take that Gemara? Yesh Lachgar. Comes along Rav Menashe Klein, and he suggests the following. If we hold Chol HaMoed as D'oraisa, so then it's Mistaber, that if it's Mosun HaKosu L'Chachamim, the Chachamim said, okay, you could be Mekel L'Tzarech HaMoed. You could be Mekel for a Dovra Aved. But what the Isur itself is the exact same Isur that exists on Yom Tov. However, argues Rav Klein, when it comes to the Derabbanan, if you're going to say Chol HaMoed is an Isur Derabbanan, then it's a newfangled Isur. It's an entirely new barrier. It's a barrier b'fnei atzmo. If it's a barrier b'fnei atzmo, that has nothing to do with the Lamed Tes Melachos. That's really the question. Is it modeled from the Lamed Tes Melachos with certain heterim? Or no, it's nothing to do with the Lamed Tes Melachos. It's a new Hagdara of Tircha. Now, Rabosai, this is two totally different worldviews. If you hold that the Yisru is Tircha, or that you hold that it's modeled after Meleches Yom Tov. Two totally different worldviews. Rav Klein suggests that it's Gufa going to be totally whether Chol HaMoed is D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. I find that this Mahalach to be incorrect. I think that it's not totally whether it's D'oraisa or D'rabbanan. I'll bring you two rayas where I think it's wrong. However, this chakira of what constitutes Meleches Chol HaMoed is going to be a basic question that's going to be dancing around many of our sugyas. Let me show you why I think it's wrong. First of all, Rashi, on the one hand, seems to say that the hagdara of the Malacha is one of Tircha. Rashi on the Gemara, Bishleim HaMoed, the Gemara that we just saw, says, Mishum Hachi Shari, Dilo Asri Mishum Malacha, Ela Mishum Tircha. Rashi on this takes that Gemara literally. And yet we show that Rashi holds on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, that Chol HaMoed is Aser Min HaTorah. So that's why Rav Klein's Mahalach Lechura is not correct. That's Raya number one. Raya number two is the Yireim quotes his Rabbeim who say that the Iser of Melacha on Chol HaMoed is D'oraisa. And then he says, but I hold, you have to know when you're allowed to talk like that, so I hold, says the Yireim, even though my Rabosai said that's D'oraisa, I hold as D'rabbanan. And continues the Yireim, and he writes, after he quotes his machlokas with his Rabbeim, that he says, Mikol Mokom Lamadnu, this is in Shin Dalet in the Yireim, Midetali Talmud Yisra Melacha Chol HaShemoed B'tircha, Lamadnu Delo Mitzra Ela Melechas Toireyach. He says the Yisr, the Hagdara as HaYisr, is Tircha. So the Yireim says, whether you hold it to Raisa, whether you hold it to Rabbanan, the Hagdara Sa'isr is, that's Melachas Tircha, that's going to be Asr. So what emerges? Emerges is also the Yireim says, whether it's to Raisa, the Rabbanan, it falls into the category of Tircha. However, I just want to show you that the poskim seem to head in a different direction. One group of poskim. It's going to come out, Rabosai, that this fundamental chakira of how you understand the limud of Meleches Chol HaMoed, this limud of V'yom HaShvi, this Vav HaChibur, is going to be, Ad HaYom HaZeh, is going to be a machlokes haposkim. They quote from the Chazon Ish, although I haven't found this, if the Talmidim could find for me inside, outside of the Sfarim that record the Chazon Ish's positions, but in the Sefer Chazon Ish, I haven't found this position clearly developed. But they say that the Chazon Ish on Chol HaMoed, catch this, before he would go outside, he would check his pockets. Why? There's no Erev. Not allowed to carry a Yom Tov. It's not Litzorach. If it's Litzorach, he put it into his pocket the second ago, Litzorach on the Tenis month. But what if it's not? You see, ever see anybody do that? But the Chazon Ish is quoting Arfas Rabbeinu as being machmir for that. Why? Because he says whatever is asar on Yom Tov is asar on Chol HaMoed, and if it's not the tzarach achag, it's going to be entirely asar. Is there any tircha if you're holding a little bit of change? Sal tircha. This is assuming that the yisur of Chol HaMoed is an yisur that stems from the yisur of Yom Tov. Another example. It seems that Rav Nevin Sal goes in this mahalach as well. If you take a look at his Ha'aris to Simen Tov Kuf Mem, he writes the following: Simen Tov Kuf Mem, Sif Aleph. Are you allowed to bang a nail into the wall on Yom Tov? So, the halacha is that you're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman. You're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman on Yom Tov if it's Letzarach Yom Tov or whether it's not. You're not allowed to build. Rav Nevin Sal here is assuming, this is a little bit humorous, he's assuming that banging a nail into a wall also constitutes a melechus. For me, it is. For me, it is. I tell the guys that one of the biggest shalom bayis issues that I had in the beginning was in my house, in my parents' house, when you have to change a light bulb. So then you call Con Edison to change a light bulb. And my father-in-law does everything in the house. He does even the plumbing. He does everything. So the first time my wife asked me to change a light bulb, I was like, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. So it seems like I follow my Rebbe's approach that even banging a nail into a wall already constitutes a Maisa Umana. I would imagine Rav Nenzel doesn't do that very often either, bangs a nail into a wall. So he is assuming over here it's a Maisa Umana. That we're going to go with for a moment, okay? So banging a nail into a wall, or let's say for those of you who are even more proficient, maybe to do something that's a little more complex, that constitutes as a Maisa Umana. But he adds, he says, even if it's not going to qualify, it doesn't have any tircha. Why? He's assuming like the Chazanish, it seems. He's assuming that the Yisr of Melach HaChol HaMoed falls into the rubric of tircha. Doesn't fall into the rubric of tircha. Whether there's tircha, whether there's tircha, so that in both cases, they're going to be usur. Why? Because as long as it's not letzarech hamoed, it's going to be usur. However, we saw Rishonim that seem to be not that way. The Urayim seems to be magdir as tircha. Rashi seems to be magdir as tircha. From the Mishnah Berurah, it's very, very hard to squeeze out what is the Mishnah Berurah's hagdar of what constitutes meleches chol hamoed. However, I want to point out to you that I think that there are people who preceded the Chazon Ish and Rav Nevin Sal who seem to be of this position, even though they're Rishonim that say the Farish is Tircha. So what you're going to have to do as you go through the Dapim is you're going to have to try to reread all the Gemaras that say Tircha and try to see how it could fall into a Shita that seems to hold that all Malachos are going to be Aser unless you have the Heter of the Tzarek Moi. The Makar, I believe, where did this come from? I believe it came from a Chayei Adam. Could be wrong, but I think the Chayei Adam seems to suggest this position that's quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish. The Chayei Adam, when he starts off Hilchos Chol HaMoed, he writes in Simen in Klal Kuf Vav, Sif Aleph Beis and Gimel, he writes the following: Kol Malachos Sheheim Letzarech Achila B'Moed Apochi Shesur B'Yamtov Mutar B'Chol HaMoed if it's Letzarech Yamtov. And then he says, if it's a davar aved, so then it's going to be mutter as well. Never does the Chayei Adam say anything about tircha in terms of being magdir the malacha. The only thing he says, when we call makom kol mashiyachol hakel b'tircha yaseh, if you could have a little bit less tircha, but the Chayei Adam seems to start off, whatever is malach on Yom Tov, is going to be a malach on Chol HaMoed as well. And the Chayei Adam points out, and the poskim pick up on this Chayei Adam, in Klal Kuf Yud, Sif Yud Aleph, he says, to tie, would anybody say that tying a shoelace qualifies as tircha? Kuf Yud, Sif Yud Aleph, HaKosher V'Matir Lo Nisker Madinam. Says there's nowhere that the post can discuss what the halach is about tying. Venerally, the mashen on tzarach moed aser lekulei alma. Says I think it's going to be aser. So it seems to be that this whole mahalach, whatever doesn't constitute the tzarech moed is by definition asur, is the position of the chayei adam. Let's come back to the Chazon Ish's Chumrah. I just want to point out that there are two reasons that one can most definitely be makil about not checking one's pockets. Obviously, those who follow the Pesach and the Chazon Ish, they'll check their pockets. But in learning, there are two reasons why we could be makil. First of all, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Tav Kuv Lamed Vav, Sif Katan He, says Beferish, that if it's a Dover Shein and a Skaving, even if it's a Psik Reisha, Smutr Bar Malach Al Kalamoy, that's important, Mar Makom, if you don't intend to be over, you don't intend to do the malacha, that would be a better way of saying it. You don't intend to do the malacha, so in such a case it doesn't constitute malacha and chalamoid, even if it's a psik ratio. So the fellow does, might not have to check according to Mishnah Berurah, that's Aleph. And number two, Reb Nasha Klein also points out to be so machmir where most streets are don't even qualify as, and Rishus Arab and Daraisa seems to be very far. But I think what was going on is the Chazon Ish was trying to bring out a point. People are tend to be makel on malachas chalamoid. Chalamoid is mamish ke'ein Melechus Yom Tov. It's Kein Melechus Yom Tov. And it seems that Rav Nevinzal is following in that approach as well, and that seems to come from the Chayyad. However, there are poskim that seem to go in a different direction. This will conclude. Rav Sternbuch in Sefer Moadim Muzmanim, beautiful Sefer, I'm sure many of you are familiar with, in Chelek Dalet Simen Reish Sad Liches, and in Simen Zayin Simen Kufnun Dalet, Rav Sternbuch says that he feels Kvod HaChazon Ish B'mekom HaMunach, that the Isser of Chalamoe qualifies Tircha, he quotes our Rashi, and he says that it seems to be that one could understand the whole rubric of Melechus Chalamoe a lot more clearly if you explain it as being an Isser Hagdor of Tircha. For example, he gives a great Raya, and I don't know what the Chazon Ish is going to do with this Raya. The halacha is that on Chol HaMoed, simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Kuf Mem Hei Sif Hei is that if a person writes a ksav, he writes on Chol HaMoed, in a ksav, regular script, what's called as ksav mishita. The simple reading according to most poskim is, it's going to be permissible. Why? So Mishnah Berurah says, because it's not a ma'isa uman. Based on Gemara, so we'll get to the Gemara. The Be'er Halacha asks, but wait a second, but le'inyan Shabbos, is anybody going to say that you're allowed to write two osios on Shabbos? Just because it's a handwriting, it's not a ma'isa uman, it's not a calligraphy? The Be'er Halacha says he doesn't know why that's so. V'hinei, after Lion Shabbos, Kaimelon that kosed achol lashon v'lashon shall call Uma Chayiv. So the Be'er Halacha is bothered. Why would it be that Ksiva in such a case is going to be permissible? So says Rav Sternbuch, the Be'er Halacha goes through cartwheels. He says, the answer is simple. He says, to write with calligraphy is Tircha. To write Stam to Osios in regular handwriting doesn't qualify as Tircha. So the Mekilim who say that you're allowed to write in regular handwriting, we're not talking halacha l'maisa now. We're generally machmir to try to write with a shinui. But the shittos that say that you're allowed to use a regular handwriting and not a maisa uman, they must be assuming that the whole hagdor of the isser is an isser of tircha. Just to show you again, Rav Nevinzal l'shittaso, you want to see how far he's machmir? I have a tzarachin on this. Rav Nevinzal says if you have two phones, a ha'ara on that, Shulchan Aruch. Says you have two phones. One phone is a phone like all of ours that it's automated, and when you put the number into the phone, the ksav is going to appear. And another phone is the old-fashioned phones where you don't have the writing appear on the screen. The old rotary phones. It says in Nevinzal you should use an old rotary phone. Shouldn't he come to Kosei? Now, I don't know why that doesn't qualify for the heter of the Mishnah Berurah of Dover Shein Miskayim. Presumably, Dover Shein Miskayim being mutter, and Psik Reisha being mutter, presumably he'll hold that you have a choice, you could do one of the two, so you should do those two. So Rav Nevinzal again is going to the other extreme. He's saying that the halacha is that you always have to be machmir on on Ksiva, even though that is a greater example of no tircha. The person just putting in the phone numbers into the phone. That still, he says, if you could use two phones, better to use the phone that doesn't have writing that's going to be put inside. Even though it's not Ksav, Kayama, v'chule, 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 akadei kachle is going to be machmer. So, according to Rav Sternbuch, he wouldn't take that approach at all. Rav Sternbuch says that the whole agdor is tircha, to put the, if you're allowed to write the numbers themselves, the fact that there's going to be Ksav that's going to appear on the screen is not going to qualify as an issur. Rav Sternbuch concludes, and with this we'll also finish, with a little bit of machshava. Right now, in terms of breaking down the sugyas, the simplest approach is happy the way Rashi is saying, the Reim is saying, the Chayi Adam needs more defense. The Gemara seems to say it's Tircha, Rashi seems to say it's more Tircha. On the other hand, it's the Chazanish, it's the Chayi Adam. So it requires work on our part. Why would it be that Melech Eschal Moed be totally in Tircha? Why would it be different than Shabbos and Yom Kippur? What's the difference between the two? So I like to say a little bit differently than what Rav Sternbuch says, and this will conclude with the Dover Machshava. Why is it that when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah asks Meleches Machshavos? Let's try to understand Lamites Melechos. On Shabbos, Min HaTorah, I can take a sofa and walk up and down steps, schlep back and forth, I'm not over Nisr Daraisa. But if I take a pen and I write two osios, whatever ksav, I'm over Nisr Daraisa. What's going on? What's the machshava behind that idea? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to rest, so then why did he create the rest in the Lamites Melachos of Meleches Machshavos? I believe the Rav said this idea, that the Lamites Melachos reflect creativity. To schlep doesn't require creative act. All Lamites Melachos reflect man's propensity to create. On Shabbos, man is supposed to take a step back and remember who's the makar of all Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to develop the world, wants us to create his, to develop his world. Imetati Odei, or Salvechik writes in Lonely Man of Faith. He wants us to go Miluaris V'Kivshua. He wants us to be creative. But if man thinks that he's the source of all creativity, then Chas V'Chalila, he's undermined the essence of Bria. And if you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates is good. However, if you think of man's creative acts in the universe in the last 100 years, we realize the most dramatic acts of creativity are the acts that on the one hand have tremendous good, but on the other side of the coin there's a tremendous amount of damage and evil that's behind it. Nuclear energy. Nuclear energy is an amazing, amazing, amazing koach that man has developed in the world. But that tremendous power of creativity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given him is not Kulo Tov. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulo Tov. And if man doesn't take a step back and reflect that what is the Makar HaKol, where does Bria really come from? So then ultimately that his koach to create will, God forbid, become the same koach that will destroy. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's the Yisra Melacha Shabbos, and Yom Tov is also called Shabbosan, and Yom Tov also has that same Hagdara. And that's why schlepping is not going to be Aser. It's not that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to rest physically. What Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do is to reflect who is the Makar HaBriah. That's what Shabbos is all about. Just want to throw in, the Ben Ish Chai writes that the Koach HaChidush on Shabbos is 10,000 times the Koach HaChidush during the rest of the week. In Torah, what happened? You're supposed to rest from creativity in the physical world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that koach of creativity in the physical world, and he puts it into that koach into Shabbos. It's even a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to learn something new on Shabbos. He says you're supposed to be Mechadish Kedushim on Shabbos. And if you can't be Mechadish Kedushim, you're supposed to learn something different on Shabbos. There's a special koach HaChidush of Shabbos. And the melachos that are asur are the melachos that reflect that the hischadshus, where man gets too full of himself and he thinks he's the koach, chas v'chali, he's the koach ha-mechadish. Achal ha-moed, it's a bazunder adin. If you will, the tut stadim of the chakira are really arguing about this idea. Is Meleches Chol HaMoed a totally separate din, or is it an extension of Yom Tov? Let's take a look at what Tosfos says in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Quotes the Yerushalmi that says, why is it that Melacha is going to be Asar and Chol HaMoed so that you should be able to focus and be Mesameach on Yom Tov? The Isser Melacha, the Isser Tircha, is an Isser that you're supposed to be focused on what is the Yom, what's the Tzuras HaYom. It's not an Isser of Hischadshus. The Isser is Tircha being Matriach from the day. That Rav Shtermuch says is the special halacha of Chol HaMoed. But it's not reflected on Yom Tov. In Machshava, what's the other Shita doing? The other Shita is saying that no, Chol HaMoed is really extension of that Isser Malacha of Yom Tov itself. Of that Hischadshus. That on Yom Tov of Chol HaMoed also, one needs to refrain from that Koach of Hischadshus. So these are the basic shitas, both in the poskim, which come through in the Rishonim. Again, I have a hard time finding the makor for the Chayei Adam in the Rishonim, where the Chayei Adam got this idea from, that Meleches Chol HaMoed is borrowed from Meleches Yom Tov. But Be'ez Hashem, over the Zman, we'll see if we could find any makoros for it. I just want to, yes, Rav, and then I have an editorial note. Go ahead. Beautiful. Rev Hirsch, where? In Al HaTayra.
I have to find exactly
what it says. It's a very, very beautiful idea. The Rav develops, uses this. What was unique about, I'll tell you what I would predict is different from what Rav Soloveitchik did than what Rav Hirsch did. What makes this piece from the Rav unique in The Lonely Man of Faith is that it's one of the only Gedolim that speaks about man doing work and being productive and developing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world as a kiyum in of itself. Now, as most Gedolei Torah, when they speak of work, they speak about it as being a necessity of parnasa, of, in Kabbalah, they speak about the idea of being the Kadesh all the Nitzotzias, but the notion of Milu Aretz V'Kivshuva, working and developing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world as a value in of itself, that's something I think that Rav Hirsch doesn't speak about, that Soloveitchik does. But I think that reflected a slightly different Menachem. Yes, Menachem?
I don't know. Currently, I mean, there are two really different Isser Malachim.
Right.
And would there be anything that would be Asar and Chol HaMoed that would be Asar and Shabbos, let's say, like taking this from this side of the room to that side of the room?
Yes. There will be things that will be Asar Betur Tircha that wouldn't constitute an Isser D'Oraisa. The question is whether they would constitute an Isser D'Rabbanan, but yes, there would be things that would constitute an Isser Tircha. Yeah, Sean.
I just
want to
try
to
ask
about what
this chance of the Isser spring Rashi.
Right.
Rashi
says Tircha, so Isser D'Oraisa. Oh, so no. Eitan still might have a Mahalach, because we thought that at the end of the day, the Mahalach of Ramanasha Klein to say that it's a Doraisa means Malacha, and Derabana means Tircha, we thought that Mahalach was Dachu. Because we found the Uraim says the Farish not that way, and Rashi says the Farish not that way. That's your point. So I think that Ramanasha Klein's Mahalach is a little bit difficult. Also, the Sefer Chol HaMoed Kehil Chasam brings the right from Rashi, that he's, even though he's writing to one of his Rabbanim, I think he makes this this point. The editorial point, Rabbi Osai, is that Mirza Hashem, tomorrow when we start the regular shiurim, the style of shiur will be very different. Let me just show. I want to use these Marim Makomas as an example. The Marim Makomas in general, the guys from the Tivariyeh know that the general daily shiur, I'll have fewer Marim Makomas than this. This is more like just an outline, so you have the Marim Makomas for the future. And I will star a couple of Marim Makomos. The guys made fun of me when they started giving chaburas. So then, by some Marim Makomos, they put 6 stars, and another 4 stars, another 2 stars. As a little bit of a litzanis. But in general, I'll put a star or 2 stars by the important Marim Makomos. And everything else you could look at afterwards. Here I didn't star because I just wanted to just give you this general overview. And the shiur will be much, in general, will be more focused on the daf, on the Rishon that we're that starred and so on, and then we'll extend it with Lamdas and so on. But we'll try to analyze the Rishonim inside this. I want to give you a little bit of Hakdama
in terms of going through the.